Kevin, you have responsibility of being the OIG Awards Coordinator, Training Coordinator, Student Programs Coordinator, plus your regular HR job, but you're focusing on telework. What is it that makes that so important to you? What's the spark there?
Yes, sir. I mean, you know, in the federal industry in general right now, telework is moving and is gaining momentum. And it's really a way to save money and save taxpayer dollar on real estate costs. So we've been making concerted efforts at OIG to continue to grow and expand our program and to solidify our policy and really make it usable for our employees.
So tell us how you went from 5 to 90, and how big is the OIG's office anyways?
We have approximately 570 employees on our rolls. So we're a relatively small shop, but we are nationwide. We went from 5 to 90 over the course of about a year and a half, 2 years, based on our executives made the decision to move toward telework and really start investing funds in the technology to allow it to happen. So we really solidified our policy and rewrote.
And so you had this great increase, and we often hear that the barrier to telework is cultural, managers don't like it, or employees don't trust it. So how did you get people to want to do this and get management to say, yeah, good idea?
Sure. Well, we held a few executive-level briefings, letting them know about studies that we found and using prototypes of other agencies here in the federal government. You know, we went to a few different meetings in the National Capital Region to find what are their results, what are their metrics. And when you show it in a numbers-based system, it really makes a lot more sense to management. It's all about the bottom line.
You know, I would think that teleworking is particularly tough in a place like Social Security because of the security involved in it, you know. People's social security numbers. You have everything on everyone in this room. You have all of the vital stats on us and everybody in the United States. And I know I've been up to Woodlawn, and the security there is slightly tighter than Fort Knox. So, I mean, it's a tough place. So I would think it would be very hard to decide who would be eligible to telework and take information away.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more with you, Mr. Causey. That was one of our primary concerns and partially the reason why we only had about 5 people at first. Really, the virtual desktop is what got us over that hump and really turning a laptop into a brick. That way, if it becomes compromised, even with the encryption, it really is just a processing center. No actual data is stored on the laptop itself.
We're speaking with Kevin O'Brien, who's a human resources specialist in the Office of the Inspector General at the Social Security Administration. Now, you said that now you have 90 teleworkers, or about, I guess, 1 of every 5 people at the OIG's office all throughout the nation. But what's next for you in terms of this initiative?
Next up, I mean, we're taking an annual approach every fiscal year, every October. So we're revising our policy, trying to include more participants, trying to strengthen our infrastructure to allow more participants and really increase the number of days that participants may telework.
So you are a fairly young federal employee from what we can see. Are you planning on doing this as a long-time career?
That is my plan, yes, sir. I do believe in the stewardship of federal service. I've been with the government for 6 years, and I plan to spend many more until retirement.
So tell us a little bit about your background. How did you come to end up at Social Security and in the IG area?
Yeah, well, I went to school at Westchester University studying communications and specializing in human resources, and I just happened to come across a solicitation for a human resources specialist with the Office of the Inspector General. Both of my parents were Social Security employees at one point, and I think in my generation, a lot of people my age, unless you have a parent or a relative who's in the federal government, you don't think about it as a career path. So I followed the career path of my parents and followed the stewardship path, and that's what led me to SSA's OIG.
And we have a great profile of you. I want to get you to expand on some of the questions our web team has asked you on federalnewsradio.com. The best piece of advice you ever received, your internship coordinator in college told you it's all about the people. And what are the top sort of benefits you get at your office now in terms of people and working with people, and also the challenges? What are the top challenges?
Right, absolutely. Well, with working with the people, it kind of comes back to the telework question even, where you say, how do you get management and employees to buy into telework? That's an interpersonal relationship. I think a lot of times people overlook that aspect of their job and are really worried about the tangible elements, the widgets, if you will. And I think focusing on interpersonal relationships, fostering working relationships is really the route to go. The challenges are where you know, if you're not getting your message across clearly, and I hate to harp on telework, but when you take interpersonal communication and you remove vocal intonation and you remove body language, it really makes it quite difficult in communication. You can't tell tone, and communicating over a computer, and that's the way our country's really going and our generation's going, it makes it more difficult.
So did you actually have to travel all over the nation to spread this message about telework?
I did not, no. I only had to convince headquarters.
And so you have some technology in there to help that communication gap, I imagine, like video conferencing, and you can talk into the cameras and the lids of computers, that
Absolutely.
Kind of thing.
We don't have the webcams up and running yet, but that is a plan for down the line. We do have interactive live meetings going on, and we hope to go to voice over internet protocol. That way we can really get the full scope of communication.